I think that if Congo needs to be liberated, is to be liberated from people like this God in Gabo, who are working for the interest of foreign interests, very well-known foreign interests that have been reported recently by the UN. We know where he comes from. We know where he were. We know who are funding him. But he is now finding people already organized who tried to give himself leaders, institutions, an army, police services, security services. He will have it rough. And we think that we know that a warrant of arrest has been delivered for him. Very soon, if really he is in Congo, he will be in jail and presented to his judge. That is all we can say about such a guy.
Now,
this is not politics. This is banditism.
Why do you think other international or other countries are supporting such individuals to harm your government? Why do you think that?
Are you not aware of the report of the UN panel recently? It is not it is less than 2 months. They gave a report out of a very, very long by specialists of the UN. We know very well, not countries, but those are businessmen, those who are selling arms, guns, and ammunition. Those are those who are trying to live out of looted wealth of our country. So these in Gabo escaped the arrest recently and went to some neighboring country. We are told that he was arrested. If really found in the DRC, then we have to talk with the government of those neighboring countries. How comes that he is now free and trying to threaten our renaissance? Because we are trying really to renew our life after having been aggressed for years and years by foreigners with their accomplices like in Gabo and others.
How soon do you think you would launch an operation to arrest him? Because he has threatened to say that he is following the struggle that the former renegade army General Laurent Nkunda is following. And he has some followers. I heard Nzengo Yumva, Emmanuel, who is part of the FARDC, has abandoned ship and is joining him to fight the government.
You are talking of individuals, my dear. We are talking of people. We don't care with these people. He was in Congo. We know. He was with Nkunda. We know very well. And he tried once to attack our forces in North Kivu. And he was near to be arrested and managed to escape. We know him. And I'm sure he is in Congo. You know, I'm not sure he is. But if he is in Congo, he will directly be arrested and judged.